are now listening to the CRC Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adboso. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
Of course, our television audience all the way up from Bloemfontein, where this revival began, we welcome you this morning. Come on, a big warm welcome to everybody with us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm excited this morning because I know God's going to do something here this morning. So take your seat very kindly. Amen. Thank you for being here this morning. I know people are still walking in to Pretoria. So some people are on bicycles this morning. Some people, Aaron Bloemfontein is a bicycle race, but thank God you didn't ride your bicycle this morning. You're in church this morning. So you are going to get help this morning in Jesus' name. Okay. Many students gone, many young people gone. Welcome on live stream this morning. Mark chapter 4, verse 35, on the same day when the evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." And when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose. A great windstorm arose. Opposition. Somebody say opposition. And the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. Somebody say, there was a great calm. No, say it like you believe it this morning. Say, there was a great calm. Some of you are facing storms. Some of you are facing battles. Some of you are facing inner storms. Others of you are facing outer storms. I want you to know this morning that God wants to calm your storm. That storm of guilt, that storm of pain, that storm of anguish, that storm of regret, that storm of disappointment, that storm of financial crisis. I don't know what some of you may be facing, but I'm here to tell you this morning that God wants to calm every storm. Say a good amen in Jesus' name. I don't care what the origin is of the storm, whether you are the cause, the devil the cause, other people the storm, God wants you to overcome. John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus said, "In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Put a smile on your face and roll away your tear in Jesus' name. Amen. Because if Satan cannot steal your joy, he cannot steal your strength. Two things the devil wants to steal from you: your peace. Because when you lose your peace, you don't have a sound mind and you will not make the right decisions. The second thing he wants to steal from you is joy. If you lose your joy, you do not have strength on the battlefield. And you better know when the devil attacks you, you better be strong. You better stand up under pressure. You better take authority over the devil. You better talk to your mountain. Oh, come on, somebody, say a good amen. Somebody that loves God this morning, just jump to your feet and give him a praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So Jesus rebukes the storm, "Peace be still," and he said to them, "Why are you so fearful or full of fear?" You know, if you're not full of faith, you're full of fear. Fear is perverted meditation. Fear is always expecting the worst case scenario. Fear always brings torment, the opposite of God's peace. "How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" In the Message Bible, Mark chapter 4, the Bible says in verse 39 to 41, "Awake now," he told the wind to pipe down, and said to the sea, "Quiet, settle down." The wind ran out of its breath. I'm here to tell somebody, all opposition is going to run out of breath. That problem is going to run out of breath. That attack is going to run out of breath in the name of Jesus Christ. That disease in your body is going to run out of breath in the name of Jesus Christ. And Jesus reprimanded the disciples and he said, "Why are you such cowards? Don't you have any faith at all?" And they were absolutely, in absolute awe, staggered. "Who is this anyway?" they asked. "Wind and sea at his beck and call. I want to tell you this morning that the winds and the sea still obey him. I tell you this morning that mountains still move at the mention of his name. I tell you this morning that demonic forces still bow at the mention of his name. I want to tell you this morning that the name of Jesus is still above every other name. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that he still opens a rock and the water flows out. I'm here to tell you this morning there is still nothing impossible with your God this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If he created the universe with a single word, do you think he cannot calm your storm for a moment? Peace. Be still. My message this morning, peace. Be still. That voice of condemnation, that voice of accusation, that voice of torment, that voice of suicide, that voice of failure, that voice of you going under. I'm telling you this morning, Peter, you are not going under. You are going over. Say amen this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, I know there may still be some waves, but a calm is going to come in the name of Jesus Christ. There may be still some uncertainties, but the origin is going to be dealt with by God himself in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There's going to be peace. Your husband is going to change. Your marriage is going to change. Your finances are going to change. Your business is going to change. The sickness in your body is going to subside because the winds and the sea must still obey the name of Jesus Christ. I want somebody to jump on your feet this morning and give our Lord Jesus Christ there on the balcony in Pretoria the biggest praise that you can in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I believe God wants to deal with every storm in this place. I said every storm. That burden, that yoke, that uncertainty, that fear. I mean, Peter got out of the boat and he began to walk with Jesus. And when he took his eyes off Jesus, suddenly it didn't seem like such a good idea anymore. Some of you have obeyed the word of God and there's been these raging storms that have oppressed you and they're against you. And suddenly you're wondering why you should still be walking. I want to tell you, you better walk stronger than ever. I want to tell you, you better put your head down and become more determined in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, that your future is greater than your past, that you're going to be the head and not the tail, that you're going to go over and not under. You better have your face like flint and not negotiate with the devil and not begin to doubt what God promised you. When the raging storm shows up, you don't begin to doubt your husband, you don't doubt your wife, you don't doubt the economy, you don't doubt your future. Because Jesus is the storm calmer. Somebody shout, peace be still in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So three things to do. I want to get somewhere and pray for people here this morning. Three things to do when the storm shows up. Number one, you've got to pray. Oh, the disciples didn't pray. They were fearful when they woke Jesus up. Oh, Lord, I'm going to perish. I'm going to die. That's not faith. Faith has belief. You have to pray and not complain. James chapter 5 verse 13, the Bible says, is anyone suffering? Let him pray. Don't change your mind. Don't change your mind. If anyone is suffering, let him pray. You knock harder on heaven's door. You push stronger in Jesus' name. When that storm rages, oh, come on, I want to say it because it's a word for somebody. You need to become more determined in the name of Jesus and you need to walk. We walk by faith and not by sight in Jesus' name. I thank God that he still hears our prayers. I thank God that he still opens a door no one can shut. I thank God this morning that nothing is impossible with God. I thank God this morning that he can shut the lion's mouth. I thank God this morning that he can cause your enemy to turn before you and those who despise you will bow before you. I thank God that he is a great God and that he answers my prayer this morning in the name of Jesus. Psalm 34 verse 19, David says, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are open to their prayer. Hallelujah. Oh God, hears me when I pray. I may be overwhelmed by the storms, by cares, by concerns, the bills I have to pay. But I'm not going to worry. I'm going to pray. I'm going to talk to God about my problem. In the midnight hour, I'm going to talk to God. In the morning hour, I'm going to talk to God, because God answers my prayer. David said, I love the Lord because he has heard my supplication. Therefore, will I call upon him as long as I live. Somebody going through a crisis, you better lift your voice there in Johannesburg and Pretoria and shout on the name of Jesus this morning. Come on. We should pray about everything. We should pray about everything. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. I've just come back from the doctor, Pastor, and I've been diagnosed with a terrible disease. I just met with the auditor, and he said, we're going to have to scale down next year. My child is on drugs. Things are not going the way I planned. What have I done wrong? You've done absolutely nothing wrong. Jesus said, these things I've spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Why does he say be of good cheer? Because you are meant to overcome your storm. You are meant to overcome your opposition. 1 John 5 verse 4. The Bible says, whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. This is not the time to become timid. Don't you care, Lord? Jesus never even answered that. He rebuked the storm and then he rebuked the disciples. Why? I mean, he didn't go and throw a comfort blanket over them in their storm. He rebuked them. Said, why are you so fearful? Why are you so timid and afraid in the face of adversity? You hail from God. You're born from above. You have the seed of greatness on the inside of you. You are meant to change the storms. You are meant to calm the storms in the name of Jesus Christ. You are meant to stand toe-to-toe with the devil and push him back. Can you say an amen this morning? Hallelujah. I mean, you just watch believers and you see their little faces. It's like, don't you care? Nobody cares. Oh, he cares so much that he died for you. And he cares so much that he sent the third person of the Godhead to dwell with us on planet Earth. And he said that the greater one lives in you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are not a loser. You are a winner. Come on. You hail from God. You are born from God. And you are meant to overcome every opposition. You say, Pastor, but I fell. I failed. I messed up. Well, then get up again. In the name of Jesus Christ, get up again and give it another go. Dust yourself off and keep on keeping on. You say, Pastor, I've prayed and I've spoken to the storm and the storm is still there. Well, what's wrong with you? You put your face into that storm. You lean into the storm and you push harder and harder and harder and harder and harder and harder until that storm gives, because it will give. Come on, tough times don't last. Tough people do. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the presence of God in this place today. Hallelujah. It says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Oh, there's nothing like God's peace. And there's nothing like losing God's peace. Because if you lose your peace, you don't have a sound mind. If you lose your peace, you're like a ship adrift, afloat. You're not anchored in hope if you lose your peace. That's why Satan wants to steal your peace. Satan wants to bring fear into your life. He wants you to take your eyes off Jesus. You know, people do a lot of things for peace. People shoot drugs in their veins. People drink alcohol for peace. People snort cocaine. I watched a video now. Young people looking for a high. Hey, there's no high like the Most High. Come on. In the name of Jesus Christ. You don't need what the world has to offer. Jesus said, my peace I give you, not as the world gives you. You're not going to buy peace in a bottle of tranquilizers. You're not going to buy peace in another relationship. You're not going to buy peace with money. You're going to find peace in the Prince of Peace. You better come and cast your cares upon him in the time of trouble, in Jesus' name. Shout amen in Jesus' name. So when a storm comes, you pray. You pray for two things. Number one, you cast your cares upon him. You give it to Jesus. Hallelujah. You give it to Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, don't worry. You give it to Jesus. You give it to Jesus. 1 Peter 5 verse 7, the Bible says, cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. Psalm 66 says, roll your burdens upon the Lord and he will sustain you. He's a God who cares. He's a God who hears your prayer. Number two, you pray for wisdom. James chapter 1, the Bible says in verse 2, count it all joy when you go through various trials, tests, and tribulations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, what's wisdom? God, how am I going to get out of the storm? How am I going to go through this situation? How am I going to move the mountain? So you've got to be a praying Christian. The Message Bible in Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 says, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness. Everything coming together for good will come and settle you down. Not settle down on you, settle you down. Settle you down. Oh, some of you better. Some of you have to be settled down. Some of you have to be settled because you're a little bit restless. You're anxious. You're not doing anything wrong, but you don't have peace. And you need that which settles you down. Settles you down in life. That no matter what is happening out there, you just know everything's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be all right. All right. Everything's gonna change the music a little bit more joyful. You can hear what I'm doing. Everything's gonna be all right. Hey, hey, hey. I'm not having a funeral because I'm in a storm. Everything's gonna be all right. You better believe everything. It's gonna be all right. You better make up your mind at the beginning of every storm that everything's gonna be all right. Well, you're gonna lose your sound mind, and you're gonna lose your peace and your joy and your faith, and you're gonna lose your vision and your hope. You're gonna become a nasty old thing. I guess I see the market darum here. I guess I see the market darum here. Yeah. Jy kan juig, jy kan jubel, jy kan spring in die jy. Want hy is die God wat jou help om jou storm te oorwin. Elke keer, nog een keer, alweer, hy is die Heer. Daar is niks wat die Heere nie kan doen. Jy weet wat het gloe, want het is die waarheid. Oh, there is nothing that our God cannot do. You better believe it. You better receive it at the beginning of the storm. Or you're gonna lose yourself and you will be. Because I see you being Monica's daughter of you. I give you one of the things I was listening. Because I see you being Monica's daughter of you. Give somebody the interpretation. Because God doesn't want you going through life sucking lemons. I have come that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Oh no, 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 don't shed a tear. Be of good cheer. 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 Because he's with you. Oh yes, he's with you wherever you go. My Lord is with you. My God is with you. My Savior is with you. My Redeemer is with you. And there ain't nothing that he cannot do. Oh, you better believe it. You better put on a garment of praise this morning. You better put on a garment of rejoicing this morning. You better change your attitude this morning. You better change your stance this morning. You better believe that God is for you and who can be against you. I don't care what the devil said. I don't care what the storm does. I care what Jesus said.
peace, be still. Peace, be still. Run that place. Oh, come on, let the Holy Ghost just refresh you. Let the peace of God come and settle you. Settle your home. Settle your business. Settle your life. Settle your emotions. Settle your ability. Let him come, let him come, let him come as only he can come. Hallelujah. Oh, some of you just need to rejoice a little bit in the Lord. Take a moment. Take a moment, 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 take a moment. Take a moment, take a moment, take a moment. Hallelujah. Take a moment. Not a moment to worry, a moment to rejoice, a moment to praise, a moment to glorify Him, a moment to take your eyes off your storm, a moment to glorify Jesus, a moment to worship the living Savior, a moment to say a prayer, a moment to say, hey, hey, hey. Where's my beautiful musicians? Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, come on. Never planned this, but it's okay. Let's go, 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 go.
I got a feeling everything's gonna be alright.
Come on, yes, for snow, me a sea, dearly. Leave a deal, leave a man, leave a cunt, on the yera, for the storm, ferro. Love that burden, love that burden, love that burden, love that burden, love that yoke, 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 love that yoke. Love that yoke! Love that yoke! And His peace will come and He will settle you down. Oh, come on, let everything that have breath rejoice in the Lord. We're not just going to rejoice on a Sunday evening. We're going to rejoice in the morning, rejoice in the evening. Rejoice because Satan cannot stand on the battleground where there's the voice of rejoicing. Your enemy you will see no more. Your mountains and your hills will bow before you. God is for you. Who can be against you? Give Him one more praise. I'm telling you, as you praise God today, things are going to change out there in the spirit world. You know, Zamar is a Hebrew word for God talking through the stringed instruments. I've been in services where music plays and I hear God talk to me through the drum. He's not in the drum. Some of you need a word from God. Peace, be still, peace. You know everything, but you're unsettled. I don't have my note here that says after 10 minutes, sing. Because my voice is under pressure preaching this week. I have no intention to sing. And by the way, I only have 3 keys left. Let me go English, please. Please, please, have a moment in the Holy Ghost. And now don't come and say, ah, the pastor is a racist, he spoke in Afrikaans. Really, Jesus, just help all of us. Just help us. Help us from that nonsense.
I bumped into a young person. I said, come to CLC. She says, oh, what's this? She says, did you like it? She says, no, there's too much life. That's too much life. It's too much life. Die dienste is te lewendig. It's like... Die dienste is te lewendig. It's like, okay. What is it, what are we supposed to be? Like a funeral? No. 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 I know God spoke to me and I've waited for this moment. Because no man can change you. All we can do is encourage you to keep your eyes on the storm calmer, the way maker. You keep your eyes on Him. Like Paul said, at times we're puzzled and perplexed, bewildered. We don't know what's happening, we don't understand, but we know He knows what to do. And when we talk about storms, it's not always negatives, because some people are always in a bad place. These disciples were in the storm because they obeyed God's word. And then Peter says, don't think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is about to try you as though something weird has happened to you. And then Paul the apostle says, in the midst of every trial and test and tribulation, He, listen, will make a way. So we are not the defeatist trying to get victory. We are the victorious that hold on to our victory.
If this powerful message has touched your life and you'd like to give your life to Jesus, pray the following prayer with Pastor Art.
Just say this right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I give myself back to You. Thank You for loving me as I am. I believe with all my heart that You are the Savior and that You died for my sin. I believe You rose from the grave. I believe You are alive. Today, I open my heart and I invite You to be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for a new beginning, a fresh start with You. In Jesus' name, all my sins are forgiven. I'm born again. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.